Welcome to the second edition of Not the Gunna Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Broadfoot. Joining me this time is Lindsay Sheehan of Gunna Talk. Well, Lindsay, finally, the worst kept secret, the worst kept Arsenal secret, has finally been confirmed on the official website. Yes, you heard it everywhere else first, of course. Jens Lehmann is now an Arsenal player once more. But, do you think it's taking a bit too long for it to come out publicly? I know I didn't tip you off about this question, but do you think it's taken too long?
We don't seem to do things very quickly at Arsenal, do we? Everything seems to drag on. You know, do you remember when Arshavin signed? Oh my goodness, it was like Sky had reported he was on planes, off planes, everywhere, just abandoned in snow on a helicopter, and it was like, what is taking so long to sign the deal? Same with Sol Campbell. So, no, it hasn't surprised me whatsoever that to get a out of contract goalkeeper with the age of 41 who has no other offers on the table signed up is not surprising, though.
Yeah, nothing's easy at Arsenal. And what about the other surprising thing is Lehmann's respect for Almunia. This newfound respect, where did it come from, I ask myself. And the question I want to ask you is, do you believe it? Do you believe that there is this respect from Lehmann to Almunia? And, Almunia has gone on record saying that Lehmann hates him. So can hate turn to respect?
Well, firstly, let's say I think the Arsenal fans owe Almunia a little bit of respect, regardless to the quality of performances he's put in. You know, we have all wanted him gone for a very, very, very long time. We've had been heavily linked with other goalkeepers, and due to the unfortunate, very much related Arsenal word injuries, he's now found himself having to do a job for us and coming back in quite embarrassing circumstances, i.e. that we need him rather than we want him. So I think there has got to be some respect for Almunia, because his performance against Barcelona and again against Manchester United, as far as I'm concerned, deserved it. He got in there, he did the business, and he shut his mouth and just got on with it. So firstly, I think he does deserve some respect.
Does he get respect from Arsene Wenger, though?
Because he's making kind of conciliatory.
Well, when you bear in mind that Arsene Wenger didn't consult Manuel Almunia about signing Jens Lehmann, I mean, do you think that's a mistake in man management, that he should have consulted his first choice keeper, or it's nothing to do with him?
I don't think it's absolutely nothing to do with him. I think that is exactly the kind of decision that Arsene Wenger gets paid the big bucks for, and I think that's exactly what he should do. I don't think that the wishes of one player should have anything to do with the wishes of the whole club. And if Jens Lehmann is the best thing for Arsenal at this precise moment, then, you know, I'm really sorry if Almunia's nose is going to be out of joint, but, you know, it's tough shit. We've had players within that team that haven't got on before. We've had Adebayor and Nicolas Bendtner, Gallas and Nasri, Kolo and Gallas, everybody in Gallas. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are going to be frictions. They're not all going to be the best of Twitter pals like some of them are. And it's about the team, not about one individual. And, you know, it's Wenger's job to play and sign and choose on get rid of whoever he wants to. That's his mandate. So I don't think Almunia's really got anything to do with his decision.
But he could always bring back Adebayor. I mean, that would put a lot of noses out of joint,
as you mentioned. Well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love that, wouldn't you? I'd love
it. It would be good from the sort of fun aspect, wouldn't it? But talking of things not so much fun, like injuries, for instance. I mean, Szczesny and Mannone are apparently going to be out for about 6 weeks. So we don't expect Mannone to come back and take the number one spot between the sticks. But what about Szczesny? If Lehmann hits a purple patch, I mean, will Szczesny be able to oust him from the team?
Well, the argument is, isn't it, you don't change a winning team. So, I mean, if either of the two goalkeepers claim that jersey, and they claim it in a manner that is helping Arsenal win games and we're winning games, would you change that? Would you change it in any position? Szczesny is definitely, I would say, our number one choice. No, certainly the fans' number one choice. But after a shoulder injury, you know, it's risky to put him back in for maybe two or three games at the end. I suppose you just have to see what's going to happen. It's really going to depend on the form of the two keepers that are in there and how well he responds to treatment. Listen, this is Arsenal, so 6 weeks could be 6 months, couldn't it? So it might be a moot point. We don't really know. But to me, Szczesny is the number one goalkeeper, but I wouldn't change it on the sake of the fact that he's just come back if whoever is claiming that number one is playing well.
And talking of injuries, that moves us swiftly on to Thomas Vermaelen. Of course, Arsene Wenger's come out today and said that he never expected him to be fit before the end of the season. So I did a little bit of check-in on the internet, and I could have sworn that he said something completely different in January. So on the 13th of January, Arsene Wenger actually said that Oh, with Thomas Vermaelen, the news is quite good. He has no long-term problem, but we still need to be patient. Do we, as fans, have to be patient with these kind of comments, and should we expect him to make to mislead the fans? It seems to me he's misleading the fans, or could it be a grammatical error from Arsene Wenger? Which of the two do you think it is, or possibly you might have a third choice of your own, but I'm seeing it as one of those two.
I mean, let's be honest, there's a big divide amongst Gooners at the moment when it comes to Wenger. I think it's the biggest I've ever known. There's always been the Arsene Knows Best Brigade, and there's always been the Bring Me the Head of Arsene Wenger's, but there's been a big masses in the middle, and it seems like the masses are tending to jump towards Bring Me the Head of at the moment. But are we really, no matter what we think of the boss, wherever we stand on it, are we really saying that he was bullshitting us and he knew Vermaelen wasn't going to come back and he was going to play in four competitions with three fit centre-backs and send Bartley on loan to Rangers? I mean, is that really...
I'm starting to think it may be possible because looking at the goalkeeper department and the tricks they've pulled, it feels like tricks to me because, you know, we want to sign Schwarzer, they went public on that, which I thought was strange. And then not to get him is embarrassing. And now...
Yeah, but I'm sure that there was a story at the time that Schwarzer came out and said that it wasn't necessarily down to Arsenal that deal didn't get through, but it was also down to the fact that Fulham weren't getting the goalkeeper that they wanted, so they were dragging their heels on the deal.
Yeah, that is true, but it was quibbling over £1 million, more or less. I mean, I think most sources are still saying that. I mean, we'll never know the ultimate truth of it, but... I thought it was very strange of Arsenal. Arsenal always said, we don't conduct our business publicly. And then Hillwood was saying, oh, yes, we put a bid in for Schwarzer. Found it bizarre.
Yeah, but he's like our Prince Philip, isn't he?
Just that's true. can't help himself.
He just can't, can he? He's just got to stay by the champagne and truffles and not be involved and allowed to speak to anybody, bless him. But no, I just think that's one of those things. I mean, I would imagine that Wenger knew that we had the possibility of playing Song in the position. We did have Bartley coming, but I can't believe that he would send a boy like that on loan, who's I'm watching playing for Rangers. And with Song's injury, I suppose that would have taken that option away. But... I can't think that's the situation. I think that's got to be some kind of vocabulary, you know, a kind of question that's been chucked at him and he's answered it without necessarily thinking about what he said. But
maybe he's becoming a Londoner. You know, we always say never. I'm never doing that, meaning I've done it about 10 times, actually.
Well, so, maybe that's what he says to his wife all the time. I've never seen that rapper ever before. Never's just become part of vocabulary. I don't know.
We're talking about a crisp rapper or something. But anyway, that's all for now. Lindsay, do you want to plug your website?
Oh, yeah, anybody's interested, come along and have a look at www.gunnertalk.com. It's an Arsenal haven filled with everything Arsenal, blogs, photoshops, daily news, fixtures, fan interviews and nice debate with honest, respectful people who like to have a good chat about Arsenal and listen to all sides of the argument. One last thing I would like to say, Joe, is I am absolutely mad, passionately excited about the return of Jens Lehmann, and I hope he goes in that dressing room and says everything that us fans have been saying to each other for the last couple of weeks. And I don't care if anybody's nose is out of joint. That's what I want from Jens. I want him to make them scared of losing, and I want him to make those boys into men, finally.